Council.
You're listening to Lake Air, WLAK 1260 AM.
Humanitarian aid and always streaming on the Civic Media app. Wrap a border crossing open for a few hours, long enough to let 20 trucks through. Sarib Bashah with Human Rights Watch says the Israeli military must also open its crossings and restore electricity and fuel for water pumps.
The Israeli government needs to let fuel in, certainly through Rafah, but also through its own crossings, so that people can start to try to clean up the sewage that's flooding the streets and that is exacerbating the risk to human beings in Gaza.
Israel's ground invasion seems to be on temporary hold after the release of American hostages by Hamas, but ABC News contributor Mick Mulroy says it's entirely unrealistic to think it can be held off forever.
Israel has stated that their goal is the complete destruction of Hamas, and that is unlikely to be done by just airstrikes, especially since Hamas has around 300 miles of tunnels. So that's going to require ground troops, and that is going to be a long, hard slog.
The collective death toll on both sides now more than 5,500. This is ABC News. House Republicans back to the drawing board this weekend. Republican Jim Jordan dropping out of the running to be speaker on Friday. Lawmakers becoming increasingly frustrated as their pause stretches into a third week. ABC's Jay O'Brien has more.
The House paralyzed. No legislation can be brought to the floor until a speaker is elected. This as President Biden's $100 billion foreign aid package, including assistance for Israel in its war against Hamas and continued funding for Ukraine, now hangs in the balance.
Former President Trump is in hot water with a New York judge overseeing a civil fraud case over a social media post, the judge issuing a new warning to the former commander-in-chief.
Trump was supposed to remove a post that disparaged the judge's law clerk, but it remained on his campaign website in violation of a partial gag order. The judge fined Trump $5,000 and warned future violations could come with more severe sanctions, including jail. Aaron Katursky, ABC News, New York.
Dave Packer, ABC News.
Celebrate this Oktoberfest with Walter's Showview Summer Club. Enjoy our special German platter that includes a German sausage topped with sauerkraut and a pork schnitzel. Sauerbraten that is topped with sauerkraut and gravy, and our special Oktoberfest beers and wines. Don't forget to check out our authentic soup and salad bar and our Sunday brunch. Learn more at shoreviewsummerclub.weebly.com or call us 715-268-8774. 715-268-8774. Walter's Shoreview Summer Club. Come and enjoy today.
My name is Teresa Barber. I was in the United States Navy, and I served overseas in the Middle East and Africa. Early on in my career, I had a commander that taught our suicide prevention training, and the very next day, he took his own life. 90% of suicide attempts involving a gun are fatal. My way of continuing my service is to help protect my community by being a responsible gun owner and by storing firearms safely. Store all your guns securely. Help stop suicide.
Brought to you by End Family Fire and the Ad Council.
For the overwhelming majority of teams, every season has its share of ups and downs. That can be especially true during coaching transitions. For instance, I give you Colorado. Closer to home, there is Wisconsin. In wins against Purdue and Rutgers, it appeared as though the Badgers were starting to form an identity. Then last week against Iowa, the progress stalled. Yes, it can be frustrating, but in many ways, if you take a step back, it can be fairly predictable too. Now the question is, how do the Badgers respond after a tough setback to a rival? Today it faces a team that last week came off the canvas, and after an 0-3 start in Big Ten play, went on the road and beat Maryland on a last-second field goal. The storylines today are obvious. A first-year coach at Wisconsin facing a head coach who led the Badgers to three straight Big Ten titles, and several members of that Illini staff with very strong Wisconsin ties. It's a big game for both, but hey, it's college football. Is it every game big? From Memorial Stadium in Champaign, the Wisconsin Badgers take on the Illinois Fighting Illini. The Badgers pregame show is underway.
On the Badger Sports Network, from Learfield.
Ron Day has become the NCAA's all-time career rushing leader.
This is your home for Wisconsin football.
Still loose. The Badgers cover it up. Touchdown, Wisconsin. There it is.
And this game is underway with a bang. One more time, J.J. Watt.
Touchdown, Wisconsin. Hello, Russell Wilson.
On Wisconsin.
70 yards, catch and run. Lee Evans, his fourth touchdown reception today.
Record-breaking run. Melvin Gordon, 4-0-8.
Picked off by T.J. Watt, and he is gone.
As the Badgers pour onto the field, they are Rose Bowl champions again.
10 to 10, 10 to 10, 10 to 5, 10 to 5, touchdown, 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 Wisconsin, and the Badgers win it.
Badger football is on the air. Brought to you by American Family Insurance. Insure carefully. Dream fearlessly. U.S. Bank. U.S. Bank is a proud sponsor of the Wisconsin Badgers. U.S. Bank. Equal housing lender. Member FDIC. And by UW Health Sports Medicine. Treating the Badgers. Treating you. Welcome to the Badger Pregame Show.
And we welcome you to Champaign, Illinois, home of the Fighting Illini. I'm Mike Heller with you. Matt LePay will join me in a moment. It's 68 degrees, not a cloud. You can see forever, but it is windy, and wind will be part of the conversation as we kick it up here today. Wisconsin has won 11 of its last 13 meetings with Illinois, dating back to 2008. The losses, though, have been unforgettable. In 2019, the sixth-ranked Badgers lost here in Champaign, 24-23. It was a devastating loss. Last year, Wisconsin lost in Madison, 34-10, and the next day, Paul Chryst was no longer the head coach at the University of Wisconsin. The connections run deep. Brett Bielema and a couple of former Badgers, more than a couple, on his staff. Jim Leonard serves as a defensive analyst for the Illini. On the good news front, the Badgers pitched a 24-0 shutout in their last trip to Champaign, and I welcome in Matt LePay. And you got to shake off, they do, the players have to shake off what was the after effects of last week's game against the Iowa Hawkeyes. Kids, young players are resilient that way. But this is a test that if you don't pass after last week, then the season gets really bumpy.
Yeah, it does, with Ohio State coming in next Saturday night into Camp Randall Stadium. I want to see if Wisconsin can do today what Illinois did last week. Illinois 0-3 in the Big Ten. They go down to College Park, playing a Maryland team that gave Ohio State really all it wanted for three quarters, and then the Buckeyes broke it open in the final period. But Maryland played really well in Columbus, and then Illinois goes down there and wins on a last-second field goal. Impressive, maybe not surprising, you know, given the, you know, the history of Brett Bielema coach teams. There's a toughness to the culture that he established at Wisconsin. It continued that culture at Wisconsin, and is trying to get that going again in Champaign. So now I want to see if Wisconsin, after a disheartening loss, when you thought it had a little something going, and then it loses and doesn't look good offensively at all in a game against a good Iowa defense, but Wisconsin did not play well offensively. So now how does it bounce back today? And it's going to be interesting to see, with Braden Locke making his first career start. as Luke Fickell said, everybody else has got to ramp it up a little bit. We'll see if the Badgers can do that today.
Matt, that's going to be one of the stories, and we had a chance to visit a little bit with Braden's father last night. The whole family's in. The younger brother is a commit here down the road, but Braden Locke's going to get his first collegiate start. He's a transfer from Texas, but he went to Mississippi State. Now he's here. This is his first start. He played in pickup duty last week after Tanner got hurt. For those who haven't seen him play, what are we going to see?
A poised kid, and I have to remind myself that he's a redshirt freshman. We'll hear from him a little later in the pregame show. But even last spring when I talked to him, he's like, man, this guy, he's 2 years out of high school, and you would think that he's been around the college game for years. He just has it in terms of poise, intellect, the study habits, what you want out of a quarterback. I get that. But he is truly a film freak and just X's and O's. He loves all that stuff. I think the players have taken to him. I don't know if we'll see him run it as often as Tanner Mordecai. Tanner is a very mobile quarterback. Braden can move with his feet, but you know, you start to get deeper into that quarterback room, it's going to be interesting to see, because I don't know if they want to risk Braden a whole lot running the football and absorbing hits.
So let's talk about running the football, because a lot of people are deep into that conversation, too, as it concerns Braylon Allen. Wisconsin's running game, many people feel, wasn't featured enough last week against Iowa. Against Illinois, Braylon Allen has had different types of results. How important is he to what they're doing today?
I think really important today, and the offensive line, so on and so forth. But for someone, and you're right about Braylon Allen, that was a breakout game for him 2 years ago here, helping he and Ches Malusi ran it extremely well and leading Wisconsin to a shutout win. Last year, he had 8 carries for 2 yards as, you know, the wheels came off. You know, the program and everything in the game against Illinois. But I would think, and Luke Fickell has talked about it multiple times, including on his radio show. And at halftime, he said, hey, we're going to put more on you. And in the second half, they loved how he ran angry. They need that from the jump here today. If that means 20 carries, 22 carries, whatever that total is, they need to get that out of him right away. Like I said, everybody else has got to play a little bit better. But, you know, let's see if Braylon can go back to being that star running back that we know he is.
We live in a world, I do 3 hours a day on a talk show format, where people want to make sweeping judgments about teams and programs 5 and 6 games into a season. If we pull back and have a little rational view of it, this is a full regime change with a lot of new players, and they're 6 games in. It is a process. Nobody likes the process when you're in it. But in the grand scheme of things, you're 6 games into a multi-year process of what a program wants to be.
Yeah, it is. Mark Tausch and I were talking about this on the walk over here today. Football is the one sport, more than any other, where final judgments are made every week.
Yeah.
There's going to be a final judgment today, and then next Saturday is going to be another final judgment. Either, hey, this is really good, I'm encouraged, or you stink and get the broom out and get everybody out of town. It is. And a little perspective here, Mike, you know, this isn't, quite honestly, this offense hasn't been real good since 2019.
Yeah.
Over the last 3 years, it's averaged 25.7 points per game. This year, it's 27.2. That might surprise some people. It is nowhere near what they want it to be. They expected more. And they, you know, the players, the coaches, to this point in the season. But you're right. The rational thought is this is going to take a little time. But this is sports. Rational thought is often a contradiction in terms.
Yeah, I'll take it one step further, and then we'll talk one final time about this matchup today. People bought into hype. Hype is marketing. Marketing is recruiting. Marketing is selling tickets, and it's not always going to reflect in people expected to see the product match the hype, and that's marketing.
It is, but with the transfers, with the wide receiver room, you thought, well, there's a lot of depth of talent here. That hasn't broken through quite yet. We certainly have seen flashes of it. Look, you got a quarterback coming in here who's thrown for 72 touchdowns each of the last 2 years. He's thrown for 3 but he's played so much better than that. There have been drops. He's rushed for four touchdowns. He's made chicken salad out of a lot of you-know-what at times this season. So us in the media, too, we got caught up in the hype thinking, okay, they – you know, thought it might be clunky early as the season went on, thinking, okay, they would find their legs. But really, the bottom line is they're six games in to this new regime. So, and they're still in play here in the West. They're still in play to have a really good season. But yes, this game today is very, very important, knowing what looms next week. And still a full month of football after that ahead of them.
Biggest key then to today, Matt?
Well, you figure it's going to be, it's such a boring answer, Mike, but it's a line of scrimmage game.
Sure.
The wind's whipping out of the northwest, so you figure there's going to be some effect on the passing game here for both teams. Neither team has had anything easy this season. Illinois is as much as Wisconsin. So you just, with the Badgers, you want to see them. We saw it at Purdue. We saw it in the game against Rutgers. Reestablish physicality at the line of scrimmage. Carve out space. Let Braylon do his thing. And let Braden Locke do his thing as well. This isn't a button it up, I don't think, approach today. They like Braden Locke throwing the football. And another step is receivers, make some tough plays.
Yeah.
Help your quarterback a little bit. They've done it at times. They need to do it more.
Hopefully we're not talking about a punter as the MVP today either. That was ridiculous last week. Matt, thank you. We will continue here in a couple of minutes. We'll check in our Badgers in the NFL. UW Athletics proud to recognize the official products of historic Camp Randall Stadium. Brew Pub, lots of matzo pizza, Old Dutch potato chips, and Pepsi on Wisconsin. When we come back, our pregame show continues. We'll check on Badgers in the NFL. I'm Mike Heller. This is Badger Football from Learfield.
Odyssey Brands is a proud partner of UW Athletics and a supporter of our Wisconsin dairy farmers. We believe in using only the highest quality ingredients. Four generations of cheese-making excellence goes into every batch of our Odyssey Greek yogurt and feta cheese. Check us out at odysseybrands.com.
Maybe your hometown celebrates long-standing Swiss traditions. Cow chip throwing. Or even classic car muscle. Everyone has a hometown, and every hometown has a festival. Senex wants to hear about yours. That's why we're launching the Hometown Throwdown. Tell us about your fest, and it could win $100,000. Learn more at SenexHometownThrowdown.com. Senex, powered locally.
Saturdays are made for football. And when the game is on, we're finally off. Off duty, offline, out of office. A correct Coors Light is our do not disturb message to the world. On game day, we don't think about the 9-to-5, but worry about the 4th-and-1. So this Saturday, grab a Coors Light, press play on some pigskin, and pause on everything else. Coors Light, mountain cold refreshments, made to chill. 2021 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado. Celebrate responsibly.
Are you seeking a better career? Rail Transport offers truck drivers a variety of driving jobs earning top wages. No CDL, no problem. Get paid to get your CDL with Rail's on-the-job paid training program. We're also seeking top talent for driver and customer support positions. To see all the career opportunities at Rail and how you can take home more and be home more, visit rail.jobs. That's rail.jobs. Rail Transport is a proud sponsor of the Badgers.
Whether you're watching the game, cooking your famous burgers, or leaving a light on for loved ones, we know you count on Alliant Energy to deliver the safe, reliable energy you need so you can focus on what's most important to you. Alliant Energy, powering beyond.
Badger football lives here.
Touchdown, Wisconsin! Jim Leonard brings it all the way back!
This is Badger football from Learfield.
If you've decided that your roof replacement can't wait any longer, call Crum Exteriors, the Kangaroo Roof Experts. You'll get an upfront price before any work begins. A team that keeps you informed at every step. And a beautiful home that you and your neighbors will enjoy for decades. Crum Exteriors featuring Kangaroo Roof. We hop to it. 715-246-6090. CrumExteriors.com.
Ladies, October is Breast Cancer Awareness Month, and St. Croix Health wants to remind you to schedule your annual mammogram. St. Croix Health offers 3D mammograms at both our St. Croix Falls and Webster locations. They provide daytime and evening appointments to make scheduling more convenient and easier to fit into your hectic life. It is their mission to help women live healthier, happier, and longer lives. Taking time to schedule your mammogram is a way to treat your future self by prioritizing your health now. To schedule your appointment, call 800-828-3627.
Stadium in Champaign, Illinois. I'm Mike Heller. 2:35 is the kick today against the Fighting Illini. Time for our Badgers in the NFL segment, presented by Cunis Auto RV Group, your trusted automotive dealer across the Midwest. Here's Nick Brusewitz.
We begin our Badgers in the NFL with linebacker T.J. Edwards. Edwards was very active in the Bears' 19-13 loss to the Vikings in Week 6, recording 8 tackles, including this strip sack of Kirk Cousins.
Madison, not able to get the block. He's able to get the hand on that one. Not able to see if that was a clean catch. That was a call on the field, but T.J. Edwards able to run over Alexander Madison, get a hand on that ball. A bad throw.
Teammate Tremaine Edmonds was able to get on top of the loose ball after Edwards forced his first fumble of the season. Fellow linebacker and former Badger Jack Sanborn also had a strong contest versus Minnesota, notching 8 tackles, 5 of which were solo, while both numbers represent season highs for him. Over in Jacksonville, Colts running back Jonathan Taylor saw an increase in touches versus the Jaguars, turning 8 carries into 19 yards, while also adding 46 yards on 5 catches, including this 40-yarder.
That was Jonathan Taylor in motion. Here he is, first down and more. Taylor's got some open real estate inside Jacksonville territory, and is this the big play that the Colts were looking for?
Although Indianapolis lost the game 37-20, it appears as if Taylor is beginning to get his legs under him after a 4-game absence to open the season with an ankle injury. Finally, down in Houston, Saints linebacker Zach Bond had himself a big day versus the Texans. Bond recorded a season-high 5 tackles while also securing his first career interception in the team's 20-13 loss.
Sprout of the pocket fires and it's intercepted. The first of his career. Zach Braun. Zach Braun with the pick. Ball is fumbled on the back end.
The interception was also the first one thrown by rookie C.J. Stroud, but unfortunately for New Orleans, Bond fumbled it right back to Houston. That's Badgers in the NFL for this week. I'm Nick Brusewitz.
All right, thank you, Nick, and our Badgers in the NFL, presented by Cunis Auto RV Group, your trusted automotive dealer across the Midwest. Still to come, we'll check around the Big Ten. We'll also talk with sideline reporter Patrick Herb and Jesse Temple from The Athletic. Coming up next, we'll hear from UW Athletics Director Chris McIntosh. You're listening to Badger Football from Learfield.
Life's better with a home policy from American Family Insurance, because you'll feel protected no matter how the wind blows. Also, you can keep enjoying the home of your dreams. And our expert agents can help you save up to 23% when you bundle home with auto. Insure carefully. Dream fearlessly. American Family Insurance. Get a quote? Find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Relationships.
Building them.
Making them last a lifetime.
Since 1978, Clary has worked to develop true relationships with you, our customers. Hi, I'm Sean Clary, president of Clary Building Corp. Relationships are what drive our success. So whether you are looking at storage for your toys or a new egg building, we hope to exceed your expectations each time we serve you. We are here for every stage of your life. Build your dreams today at clarybuilding.com.
Hey Badger fans, Mark Tosher here. My wife Sarah and I are proud to be partnering with American Family Insurance to support the American Family Children's Hospital.
As parents, we know how important a supportive and caring children's hospital can be.
And we need your help. Go to amfamkids.org today to donate and help us ensure children receive the care they need.
From now through the end of the football season, American Family Insurance will match every dollar you donate up to $50,000 to support the children's hospital.
Thank you and go Badgers!
I'm Sawyer.
And I'm Shannon.
Together, we're Twin Stunts, the only twin motorcycle freestyle show in the world.
We are born and raised in Wisconsin, so we want all our fellow cheeseheads to know that even though we clutch it up, hit 12, and drift in our show, we would never do it on the open road. And there's another thing we would never do on the road.
Drive drunk.
Drive sober or get pulled over. Together, we can save lives. Learn more at ZeroInWisconsin.gov. Wisconsin DOT.
This is your home for the Badgers.
71 yards. I guess he's okay.
This is Badger football from Learfield.
Are you interested in a shatterproof career opportunity with a world-class employer who supports work-life balance? Cardinal LG Amery uses modern cutting-edge technology to produce the highest quality products in the industry. With community and family values deeply embedded into their everyday operations, they are truly a top-tier local employer and offer flexible scheduling, outstanding benefits, and opportunities for growth. Join the team and discover an environment that is supportive of you, your talents, and your life outside of work. Apply today and go to shatterproofcareers.com for more information.
At Amery Chevrolet, we provide customers with all the information they need to make the best and most informed decisions. With our customer-friendly staff, we make sure you'll have fun during the car buying process. Whether you're looking for a new or pre-owned vehicle, Amery Chevrolet is here to help provide courteous and professional service in a friendly atmosphere. Check out our selection of new and pre-owned vehicles at AmeryChevrolet.com or call us at 715-268-7676. That's 715-268-7676. Amery Chevrolet, where we treat people like people.
Coverage continues in Champaign. Time now for our Minutes with Mac, presented by Evans Transportation. Our weekly chat with Athletics Director Chris McIntosh. Mac, one of the things Luke Fickell has talked about this week, and any number of coaches here or anywhere else have focused on, is process over destination. You know, we think about, are you going to win the West? You're going to be a championship team? And rather than focusing on what it takes to get there, as a player, I'm sure you heard that quite a bit from Coach Alvarez, Coach Huber, whoever it might have been. Did it make sense right away? Is it easier said than done, especially as a younger player? Let's worry about today, and then tomorrow be a little bit better than today, so on and so forth.
Yeah, I think, like so many things, that's a skill that needs to be learned. And, you know, I can just, from my own experience, remember coming in and you look at the schedule and you start to predict how things might shake out. And as you're in the program and as you learn more, you realize the only thing that's most important is winning today. And it doesn't make a difference if it's today is Tuesday or Wednesday or Saturday. And it's all about the preparation, getting better each day. And I know that sounds cliche and it is, but there's so much truth to it. And I think, you know, that's what's the interesting thing about this season and the process that we're going through in this transition, you know, trying to get guys to buy into that and believe in that. And, you know, you string together 1 day, 2 day, 3 day, 1 week, and you can build a season that way. But, you know, like most things, it doesn't come with adversity.
Let's go back. You live this 1999. You guys are 2 wins, 2 losses. You had lost to Michigan. You go to Ohio State, got a new starting quarterback, Brooks Bollinger, who turned out to be pretty good. Take us through that week, what your mindset and everybody else's, as best you could tell, leading up to that game against Ohio State.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's the epitome of process. You know, there was a lot of uncertainty, 2-2 and who the quarterback was going to be. And then we got a freshman. The game didn't exactly start out the way that we wanted it to. And then, you know, the process gets really granular, really micro, which is one play at a time. And that's the beautiful thing about football. It's a beautiful thing about trying to win a game. And it's a beautiful thing about trying to string together a championship level season. It's one play at a time. It's every little detail. And like I said, I think that's a skill that's acquired. That's an approach or a culture. And, you know, that's what we're in the middle of right now.
All right. That is Athletics Director Chris McIntosh. And that is this week's Minute with Mac, presented by Evans Transportation.
All right. Thank you, Mac. Coming up next, we'll talk with the voice of the Illini, Brian Barnhart. We'll hear how he has celebrated homecoming, which Illinois boasts was the first celebrated here in 1909. Who knew? This is Badger football from Learfield.
Saturdays are made for football. And when the game is on, we're finally off. Off duty, offline, out of office. A cracked Coors Light is our do not disturb message to the world. On game day, we don't think about the 9-to-5, but worry about the 4th-and-1. So this Saturday, grab a Coors Light, press play on some pigskin, and pause on everything else. Coors Light, mountain cold refreshments made to chill. 2021 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado. Celebrate responsibly.
It takes hard work to be the best in the game. Planning, commitment, resilience, sweat. That's why Old Dominion Freight Line, the number one national LTL carrier for quality, works hard to be the best in the game and is proud to support those striving to be the best in theirs. Old Dominion Freight Line, official freight carrier of Wisconsin Athletics, helping the world keep promises.
Looking for bigger, bolder, better yields? Look no further than FS Seed. FS Envision Seed Corn and FS High Soy Soybeans are here to change the game. Our seed products deliver winning results every single time. Your local agronomy expert is ready to take your farm and yields to the next level. Ready to change the game with bin-busting yields at harvest? Reach out to your local FS Seed retailer or visit fsseed.com.
Fall sure is pretty.
I love all the colors.
You got that right, pal, especially the red, white, and blue.
What?
Red, white, and blue. You know, all of the bunting they decorate the ballpark with for special occasions.
Oh, like the playoffs.
You got it. Baseball at its finest.
And for those special games, you need special food.
Nothing but the best, like Usinger's sausage. How about those Oktoberfest brats? Mm-mm. This time of the year, everyone elevates their game. From the field to the grill.
Even the announcers.
That's why you've got more than two lines, buddy.
Oh, from Dane to Bull.
He's gone!
And Gordon to Taylor.
Touchdown, Wisconsin!
This is Badger Football from Learfield.
Amory Discount Liquor has the best selection of all alcoholic beverages, all for a great low price. Save now on new Glarus products, Bud Light, Miller Lite, Busch Light, and more. If beer isn't your choice, don't worry. Shop their selection of whiskeys, rums, wines, seltzers, and other options. And while you're shopping, check out their new selection of Lipton Hard Iced Tea and Hard Mountain Dew. Amory Discount Liquor, located on the south side of Amory at 1020 River Place Mall, open 9 a.m. to 9 p.m.
At Amory Slumberland, come and check out our fall sale with products being up to 50% off in-store and online. See our selection of mirrors, recliners, sofas, dining room chairs, and more. Make sure to check out the Sealy Spruce mattresses starting as low as $179. Learn more about our fall sales event and our clearance section at slumberland.com or call Amory Slumberland Furniture at 715-268-8149. That's 715-268-8149. Amory Slumberland Furniture, your one-stop shop for all furniture needs.
Bill Stadium in Champaign, about 100 minutes to kickoff here. Going to kick just after 2:35. Before we continue on our pregame show, let's pause 10 seconds for station identification. 10 for an ID. This is Wisconsin Football.
You're listening to Lake Air, WLAK 1260 AM Amory, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
Mike Heller back with you at Memorial Stadium in our broadcast booth, getting ready for Wisconsin and the Illini. Going into last weekend, Illinois playing on the road at Maryland, the Illini were winless in the Big Ten. They lost to Penn State, expected. Less expected losses at Purdue and home to Nebraska. So when the Illini converted a game-winning drive with a game-ending 43-yard field goal, Illinois changed the direction of their season for now and maybe. Brian Barnhart joins me in the booth, and that is... that is kind of the story of a lot of our college football seasons. You wonder if that moment changes your season, and we get to find out with Wisconsin after their loss to Iowa, with Illinois after their win with against Maryland. We find out here in real time.
Yeah, you're right. And I think for a lot of fans going into last week's game, walking out of the Nebraska game was really depressing because it was a Nebraska team. You're like,
yeah,
we should beat those guys. I mean, and Nebraska was almost begging us to come back into the game. They kept turning it over late, and we just couldn't convert. And so when people left the stadium on that Friday night, it was kind of like, well, you know, basketball starting here pretty soon. We'll get ready for that. And everybody kind of wrote him off, but everybody except in the locker room. And they went out there, and they worked hard, and they got a little healthier. They still were missing two guys, Reggie Love and Keith Randolph, who are here now or out again today. But they went out there. They battled Maryland toe-to-toe, and as you have to do on the road, stayed close, got themselves in a position to win the game, and won it with a field goal. And so now everybody's kind of what you just said. Okay, you did it there. Now, what's the rest of the season going to be like? Can you build on that? Can we get back to a bowl? And they've got to start today against Wisconsin.
Brian, talk to me about the law firm, Johnny Newton, Keith Randolph, defensive tackles. It really is kind of the staple of what Illinois tries to do defensively is what they do by their defensive tackles.
Yeah, those guys were, they're known as the law firm here locally. Brett Bielema came up with that, by the way, on his own. And they actually